Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yeah, Brianna, I was alerted by my Sam's Club account that there were some charges on my card that I needed to look at. Okay, and okay. I've got two listed as FastTech. Is that you, folks?
That could be one of the companies we service. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Okay, 56352.
And your first and last name?
Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E. Last name is Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L.
Okay, Mr. Dowell, give me one moment so I can locate the account. Yes, sir. I did locate that account. And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
My what? Say again.
Can you verify your address?
My address? My address is 214 5th Street, Southwest, Melrose, Minnesota, 56352.
Okay. Do you have another address on file?
They may have been shipped to our winter address of 501 South Broadway Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901.
Yes, sir. So I do see here that on the 10th of January, you paid shipping and handling of $7.45 for a Wi-Fi booster. That was a free welcoming gift into our factory direct savings store. It stated in the terms and conditions that by accepting that, you'd be enrolled in our Gadget Club with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97. And every month you're enrolled, you'll receive a $125 voucher to get other gifts from our online store.
Well, that was not clear at all in the promotional thing that came through the Home Depot promotion. And I'm absolutely not interested in any ongoing monthly program of any sort. And it was not explained when I received these two invoices from you that one was shipping and handling and the other one for $49.97. What was that, the price of the product?
No, the $49.97 was the price for our online gadget store monthly subscription. You paid $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster. But I can go ahead and get your subscription canceled so you don't get billed again next month. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Am I going to be billed one time for that?
Yes, sir. If it helps you out a little more, I can offer you a courtesy refund of 35%.
Yeah, because there was absolutely no explanation of that anywhere in the promotional information that I received. So I want to I'll pay the $7.45 obviously for the product, but I want the $49.97 dropped and no further subscription.
Okay, sir. So I can cancel the account out and offer a 35% refund off of that $49.97.
And what would that amount to then?
$17.50 will be refunded back to you, sir.
Okay, so there will be a $17.50 refund placed on my Sam's Card account.
Yes, sir.
And no further subscription charges going forward.
That is correct.
Okay. Do I need a confirmation number from you to?
I can go ahead and provide you with a confirmation number, sir.
Okay.
It's going to be the letter C as in cat.
Okay.
258. 258. Yes, sir. 749732.
73. Let me read that back. C as in cat. 258-749-732.
Yes, sir.
And what was your first name?
Brianna.
Brianna. Okay. Yeah, you guys need to do a better job of explaining what you're going to charge people for, you know, instead of just charging a card for something. Okay, so I think that takes care of our issues of the two charges that I received from you and the cancellation of that subscription.
Okay,
I appreciate your help,
Brianna. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.